Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to tell you about a new documentary that looks at the aftermath of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in December of 2012. The movie, Newtown, has been shown at the Sundance Film Festival and South by Southwest. It looks at the lives affected by the mass murder and its aftermath.
And there is an immediate human desire to just not to protect the rest of the world from having to go through this.
We talked to the film's director and producer about Newtown and their hopes for it. Newtown on this week's American Cafe.
John, 911, what's the location of your emergency?
Sandy Hook Elementary School, 12 Dickinson Drive.
Okay, what's going on down there?
I believe there's shooting at the front glass. Something's going on.
I want you to take cover. Jen, get everybody you can going down there.
It's still happening.
It has been nearly 4 years since the horrified voices of people called 911 to report shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. The town, with a population of about 28,000, had only one homicide in 10 years before December 14th of 2012. That day, Newtown was the site of one of the worst mass murders in U.S. history. 20 children and 6 adults were gunned down by a local 20-year-old gunman. The new documentary, Newtown, uses first-person interviews with some of the victims' families, neighbors, and co-workers to tell the story. Mark Barden's son Daniel was one of those killed.
I still have a little secrets stashed around. He used to wear this old yellow football helmet when he'd ride in the little seat in the back of my bicycle. And I have that in the garage, and it still has some beautiful little long blonde hairs of his in it.
David and Francine Wheeler lost their son Benjamin.
You know, I was looking at a letter to the families recently, and it was individually, they were naming every victim. And my brain said, well, maybe his name won't be on the list. And maybe he'll just be alive. You know, these crazy things, you know, I'm still there.
In one scene, Nicole Hockley, whose son Dylan was killed, shows a room stacked with boxes of condolence cards, gifts, and other items from well-wishers.
This is most of the stuff that's been, I don't even know how many thousands of letters and gifts and portraits.
So many of them have never been opened because I just can't do that yet.
Kim Snyder, who also directed Welcome to Shelbyville about Somali refugee immigrants moving to America, is Newtown's director.
And we felt we had not seen a film like this that had really looked at the trajectory of up to 3 years. We filmed over the course of 3 years and interviewed a lot of people from varying perspectives in town to really look at the entire community and the fallout of violence and what it looks like in a community. And of course, sadly, there's been so many since. But I think Newtown for so many people was a watershed moment and really needed to be, you know, we needed to bear witness to that so that with the hope that that something could change.
We're not going to let the darkness overwhelm us, but the darkness is there. It's still part of life. And, you know, you go in the parking lot when the parents are picking the kids up, you know, and you still see they're apprehensive. Is my child coming out? You know, nothing has happened. There's been no warning, but you can see in their faces, like, is my child's going to come out, right? You know, I mean, it's just, you see that still.
Maria Cuomo Cole is the film's producer. She says the filmmakers wanted to remain sensitive to the pain community members are in, but also wanted to highlight the bravery and endurance shown by the people of Newtown.
Kim and I felt it was extremely important to be as sensitive as possible, of course, in telling this important story, a story that, you know, we don't have the luxury to forget in America. It's hard stuff, but it's part of who we are, and hopefully, you know, we can learn from it and create change to keep communities safe.
Daniel Barden, Highland Mudfest! Yeah. Do you promise to live life to its fullest?
I do!
Do you promise to cherish family and friends?
I do!
Do you promise to love, laugh, and enjoy this moment?
I do!
The film takes a hopeful turn when it shows community members taking part in the Daniel Barden Mudfest, an endurance race that benefits several charities. David and Francine Wheeler have had another son, and Nicole Hockley has been able to go into that room of condolence gifts and start to open some of them. But the frustration of the survivors is also highlighted when gun control legislation, intended to tighten background checks for gun purchases, fails in the U.S. Senate. The issue of gun control has been hotly debated in this year's presidential campaign. Maria Cuomo Cole says her hope is that Newtown will touch people's hearts on both sides of the issue, and that will result in change.
So we are absolutely hoping that the film will touch people in both red and blue states. Regardless of where you are politically, this is a human rights issue. This is a safety issue. And, you know, we're hoping that it will touch hearts and inspire people to really raise their voices for change.
Director Kim Snyder says Newtown speaks to an issue that needs action and not just political rhetoric.
And I think, you know, when you have organizations like the American Medical Association stepping up and declaring that this is, in fact, a public health crisis, it just, our hope for the movie is that it can, as Maria said, take this out of this terribly polarized place, because we just can't really afford to keep it in a place of status quo.
I don't want closure. I mean, how could I ever possibly say, okay, I'm over this now? I mean, there is no closure. I had my first dream, real vivid dream, that this happened, but somehow he got out. He emerged and he was okay. And I just grabbed him and I held him to me and I was just wailing and shrieking, crying in joy that he was back.
Newtown will be shown in 500 U.S. theaters and is available for personal and private screenings. For more, log on to the website newtownfilm.com or look for the Facebook page, facebook.com/WeAreAllNewtown. On Twitter, look for the hashtag WeAreAllNewtown. We'd love to hear what you think about this film. Look for our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe, or log on to our program page, voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd.